Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's time for the Draft Dudes Podcast.
What's better than this?
Your hosts, the Draft Dudes themselves and co-founders of the Draft Network, Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino.
Guys being dudes
on the Draft Dudes Podcast. And it starts now.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes Podcast. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs. We're your hosts.
Oh, whoa. Hey,
Chris Schubert's here floating around producing this thing.
Hey!
From the Draft Network. We're brought to you by Bet Online, which is your number one spot for all your sports wagering information. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends over at Bet Online. And it is your continued source for all of your favorite sports and events, whether that's the NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. So head to BetOnline and use our promo code BELIEV. That's B-L-E-A-V. You'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, promo code BELIEV over at BetOnline, which is where the game starts. Kyle, happy.
You're rolling the dice here because he changed his headphones in the middle when we started recording. So you're rolling the dice if he hears you at all. You're rolling the dice.
Oh, I hear you. I do hear you.
Happy.
I am out of breath. You should have gone to Chris first because I just sprint. It was actually on the third floor. So I had to go up. We hit record and I'm like, I just got to go get my AirPods. And I got up to where they're usually at. I'm like, they're not here. I'm going to have to go another floor. And I'm hearing the intro roll with the internal clock in my head like, oh, okay, this could get real bad here in just a minute. But I made it. But I'm going to mute myself and catch my breath because I did dead ass sprint up the steps. So good to see you guys.
Chris, happy National Unfriend Day, National Take a Hike Day, Homemade Bread Day. Just welcome back.
Those two feel like they go together. You unfriend somebody by telling them to take a hike. Those days feel like they might be able to go together.
True. Are you a hiker? I know you're there in Arizona, the great hiking destination. Do you do that?
Love a good hike, but don't love a good hike after like May because it gets a little toasty here and then the hike's no longer fun. But like now's a perfect time to hike. Yeah, it's good to be back. I missed you guys. I was editing the shows. I was still, you know, doing some of the back end work for the shows while I was gone. But it is good to be back. It is good to be back home. Traveling for a wedding is always tough because there's just so much going on. It's nice to be back in the in the normal setup. So a fun Thursday show for us here today.
What's the big mountain that like Cliff Kingsbury's house backs up to?
Camelback Mountain?
Camelback, yeah. You ever do Camelback? I've not done Camelback.
No, it is harder than it looks, yes.
Kyle, if you start telling me that you're an avid hiker, I will question everything I've ever known about you for the last 7 years of our life together.
Why is that?
Because I've never known you to go on a hike. Although Eagle Scout, your wife is an outdoors woman. I could see it.
So
but
then that was not. Enough right there.
She's not. Bless her. Bless her heart.
She just gets dragged into the woods by her father.
Right. Yeah. Once a year. Goes hunting once a year. That's her tradition with her dad. I've done like I have thoroughly enjoyed hiking trips. Like I went backpacking in the Rockies for 10 days. Like you'd hike outpost to outpost. That was part of the Boy Scouts. Go to Philmont. We got lost on the Stockade Trail. So that was fun. The first day without the guide, they go out the first 2 days, they drive you in a van, drop you off in the Rockies. And you get a guide for the first 2 days and you get to the first outpost. And the guide says, all right, you guys are good to go. Here's your map. See you later. I know you know how to read the map. Well, the first day we went out without the guide, we got lost on one of the trails and had to bushwhack it back to the trail.
Did you have your bear spray on you?
We did not have bear spray. No.
Wow.
And we did see a brown bear when we were out there. So that was pretty cool. Wow. But like would have not been cool if it was up close and personal, right, but it wasn't. Right, it was off across the distance.
Think we talk about some football games now? Yeah, or
let's do it. Let's do it.
I mean, we're only 4 minutes in.
Weekly watch list. Draft Dudes underdog moneyline parlay of the week.
This week sucks.
Which, by the way, I held up my end of the bargain for once.
What were the games that we picked last week?
I took the Steelers.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
I forget. Somebody took the Seahawks, didn't they?
It's probably me.
I believe it was Joe.
So then that takes the Seahawks. We were done right there. What did you take, Kyle? I forget.
I wish I could tell you.
You were mad at me for taking the Steelers because you wanted to take the Steelers.
Was it the Lions?
I think it was, wasn't it?
Okay, so then for you, it's three straight weeks then.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that a little bit later.
I think that's what it was.
All right, we'll get. Oh, and I heard the call to action. You guys wanted a bet update, and I have this for you. We do have an official bet on the Giants. It is whether or not the Giants make the playoffs. Joe said yes. Kyle said no.
Yeah, I'm taking the L already.
Okay.
Really?
It's like it's going to happen. The Giants have to completely melt down. They're not going to do it. They'll win enough at this point.
Okay.
I was banking on the meltdowns last 2 weeks. Texans to Jaguars last two games. Didn't happen.
All right. Looking at this college football slate, it feels like...
Stinks.
It's like
maybe that's why we were sidebarring because we didn't want to do this.
Hey, we'll be there all day for sure. But I mean, I'm waiting until 10:30 p.m. for Utah and Oregon. ESPN.
Okay, let me open up another can of bourbon here.
Have to have a cup of coffee or seven to make it to the conclusion, but I'm going to try. UCLA, USC. It's a good weekend for the Pac-12.
After they cannibalized themselves last weekend, it's very cool of them to do that.
Everybody
had a letdown game. It was awesome.
And the entire SEC is on a bye this week, right? I mean, literally.
That's not true. I'm looking at the number one team in the country plays a road game in the SEC Southeastern Conference.
Okay. Are you talking about Georgia against Kentucky, Florida, Vanderbilt?
Those are two SEC teams that are playing against each other this weekend.
But by and large,
and Georgia
Austin
is the number one team in the country.
So Alabama, East Tennessee State, Mississippi, UMass, Texas A&M, Western Kentucky, Auburn, New Mexico State, Missouri, UAB, LSU. For the most part, boys, they're taking the week off.
Why do we let them get away with this?
Oh, Chris.
Because they play each other.
Because they play each other. You know this.
Because it just means more, right?
Georgia played Oregon.
So
Alabama played Texas. Come on. They have a hard enough schedule. It's not like their path is easy.
All right, do we want to do this right now?
For what?
Oh no, I don't. I'm just angry.
Maybe Major Chris wants to do this right now. I mean, I'm just going to ask the question.
I think it's ridiculous that they can get away with this.
Chris, who is the eighth best team in the SEC?
Who is the eighth best team in the SEC?
Quick SEC why are we power doing this rankings right
now?
For me, Chris.
Yeah, why are we doing this?
Welcome
right now?
Back.
Okay, so you have four top 10 teams. You have five in the top 15. This is started at Ole Miss at 14. You have 6-4. Mississippi State, Kentucky, Florida, and South Carolina. Which of those would you like to identify as the eighth best team?
How are we getting to eight?
There's a rhyme to the reason. There's a rhythm to the.
There's obviously five ranked teams, and I got to find two other spots before we get to eight. I would take Mississippi State and Florida.
Okay, so would you say Kentucky or South Carolina is the fifth best team in the SEC?
Kentucky.
Kentucky is the eighth best team in the SEC.
Yeah.
Kentucky plays the eighth best team in the Pac-12. What's the final score?
Oh, I like this, Kyle.
I don't like this. Why are we doing this?
Because I got your ass.
So Arizona State.
Wildcats.
Right, that's your eighth best
team. No, Arizona State. Okay. Kentucky plays Arizona. What's the final score?
Yeah, Kentucky wins the game. But that's not how it works.
By a lot?
I'm picking up what he's laying down.
And I get what he's doing. I just disagree with the methodology.
You could take the eighth best team in the Big Ten, which, quite frankly, is probably just whoever wins the Big Ten West. I thought that was good.
You know, I liked it. Me and Kyle are vibing today. It must be because we did the last three shows together. We feel like we've aligned.
Yep, guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, you know.
We missed you like hell, though, Chris, I will say.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you listen to the podcast all the way through?
I did not listen to every second of every single episode, but I did make sure to go through, like, transitions from segment to segment to make sure there wasn't somebody fumbling the ball. Mm-hmm. I made sure the intro and the close was good. Like, I did.
Oh, you made sure the close was good?
Yeah, was there a bad close that I missed? Because...
Chris, we just basically talked about how much we missed you all week, man.
Yeah. I'm sure you did.
We definitely didn't.
You missed me so much that you did a show yesterday about Rashee Rice and fast food, and you didn't let me be a part of it.
Listen, we were not expecting you to not be there.
Pilot should have flown you home faster.
All right. So.
Are we ready to talk about the
weekend? Can we talk about some of the games, please?
Do we have to?
No.
I'm sorry.
Clearly, we don't want to.
Okay. The noon slate. You have two TVs at your disposal for the noon slate. Oh, what's on your TVs?
Illinois, Michigan, right? Illinois is kind of like a scrappy team there. The running back they have, good DBs. Like,
oh, good. The thing that Illinois does well, Michigan can't do to save their life. Awesome.
Well, that's what I'll be watching at noon.
Michigan are going to run them.
Oh, boy, the noon slate is really bad.
Right, that's what I mean. Okay, what's that? Joe, you got another TV. What do you want to watch?
TCU and Baylor. I know there's a lot of prospects on both teams.
TCU and Baylor. Yeah,
that's why I watch college football. I mean, I want to watch the prospects. So at least
I'll watch Kendre Miller.
Push Apu Aika around.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I want to see it. Dylan Horton.
Avila is a good little player. Or a good little player. Good big player.
Here for it, man.
Right guard, TCU Horned Frogs.
All right, so there's your 12 o'clock. You got two screens. That's what you're doing.
Great. We got TCU, Baylor, and Michigan, Illinois. Okay, the 3 o'clock slate.
I mean, you're going to watch Georgia and Kentucky for as long as you have to,
I'm not.
Right? Oh, please.
I'm not.
I will 100% have that on for at least a minute. Ohio State, Maryland on the road.
Georgia's going to win by 50 points.
In College Park.
Ohio State, Maryland, and Miami, Clemson are the two games that I have circled for.
Miami's kind of crappy this year, right? Like, that's been a real
NC State, Louisville?
Maybe.
Not after the stinker NC State just laid this weekend.
This slate sucks.
Hey, listen.
That's why I've been trying to filibuster and talk about
anything. You only get 13 of these a year, man. You got to enjoy it.
You know what, Kyle? I now appreciate your commitment to sidebarring us more now that we're actually in the weeds on this.
You get the Oklahoma State, Oklahoma game, Tennessee, South Carolina.
Is this the last bedlam, huh?
Yeah, isn't that stupid?
They're not leaving next year.
Aren't they going to fast track and leave next year?
They're going to try to, but I don't think it's going to be allowed. I think the TV
network. Okay, but if they try to and they're successful, then this is going to be the last bedlam we ever have.
What's that saying? If it's in butts or
candy nuts.
Yeah, that's the one.
Some kind of thing about that.
They were at least kind enough to give us USC, UCLA at 8 o'clock. Right.
And then Pac-12 after dark, if you can do it, Utah and Oregon.
Yeah, you might just want to start your day at 3:30.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's good. I like
sleep
that.
In.
Sleep
start
in.
Start your college football day at 3:30. Make
seven?
Sure you're awake for Utah.
Get
Oregon.
Some
the hell sleeping.
Get some
in,
chores
Kyle.
Done.
7:30.
You know what? Spend the day doing stuff around the house, and then you got a big slate of games in the evening.
All right. What's the mid-major game of the week?
it's the game tonight. I think it has to be, right?
The game tonight.
It's got to be SMU Tulane. I think that's the only one that makes sense.
Rashee Rice on a Thursday night.
You know I'll be there.
Yep. Tulane's got some players. They're ranked, right? Dorian Williams, the linebacker there. Also have an NFL game tonight.
That's
what is it? Titans and
Titans and Packers.
Yeah, I'll watch that too.
Go so, Pack, go.
What's up with the Go Pack Go? You want to feed into my my Packers make the playoffs bit or?
No, it's just saying, you know, how we say like the Raiders and like all the.
I thought like you legitimately had a rooting interest there.
No, I don't. No. I don't want to see Justin Mello sad.
You don't?
No.
You don't?
Not yet. Wait till January. Okay. We'll make him sad.
He's getting
all right, Joe. We have to guess the cheapest Power 5 ticket in all of college football.
Lord. Oh, my God.
Now, this is really hard because all the SEC teams are playing non-Power 5. So, like.
Yeah, they could be one of them.
Texas Tech, Iowa State stands out.
Do you want the lowest ticket for two Power 5 teams playing against each other?
Yeah, it's gotta,
or do you just want the lowest ticket with up one Power 5 team?
Give me the lowest ticket with a Power 5 team.
Okay, that makes it easier because I'm sitting here filtering, looking at all the $4 tickets, and I'm like, no, because they're playing.
Because, Joe, I think
X,
I got
Y, or Z.
You think you got it? Okay, well,
I think I do. Now, we don't have to submit this as a guess, but who... Tell me honestly, who's going to College Station to watch UMass Texas A&M?
Oh man, that's a good guess. That's a good guess.
You tell me the people that are going to that game.
The Minutemen, you know, no S, no color there. If you know, you know. You know.
If you know, you know.
I think it's a good guess, man. Let's just text.
All right, we'll do it. Texas A&M UMass.
Texas A&M UMass. Is $31.
Oh, that's a hefty price.
Oh,
that's 10 times the price of the cheapest Power 5 ticket in college football.
Oh, my God.
So somebody has a $3 ticket.
There's a $3 ticket.
There's always
for a
is it Texas?
Team.
Is it Texas? Do we check that it's not one of those stupid seats? Are you making sure?
It is not Texas.
Okay.
I have confirmed, and Texas is on the road this weekend, you butthead.
I'm just making sure. I just want to make sure we don't get into one of those where I get a DM.
It is upper level 108, row 34, two tickets, $3
a piece. Here's a doozy. How about New Mexico State at Missouri? You think the Tigers fans are showing up in waves for that? Think New Mexico's
traveling?
I didn't
see that one in my scroll, Joe. That's a good call.
That's a good guess.
Submit it. New Mexico State, Missouri.
Put it on the books.
That is a $5 ticket.
Oh goodness gracious.
Too expensive.
You're in the right conference, though.
So it's a big...
SEC.
It's SEC.
Oh, God.
So I guess an SEC game, you guess an SEC game. So we were in the right place the
whole
time.
Thinking about Texas Tech and Iowa State, but that's obviously not going to land.
No.
It's an SEC game. It's okay, well, let's sort it by the SEC games. That'll be helpful.
Yeah, let's makes it easy then, right?
Thank
sort
you,
by
Kyle.
The SEC
Appreciate
and go from there.
It. Where the heck is it?
Oh, is it East Tennessee State, Mississippi State? What are we doing here?
That's a good guess.
Because Florida Vanderbilt is going to...
East Tennessee State, Mississippi State is a $4 ticket.
Man.
You've got to be kidding me, man.
Okay, so UAB, LSU, that's not going to be it.
No, it's not going to be Georgia, Kentucky.
Okay, then
it's not going to be Ole Miss, Arkansas.
Austin, it's not going to be Alabama ever. Then
So it's got to be...
Western Kentucky, Auburn. What else could it
Western
be?
Western Kentucky Auburn is the cheapest Power 5 ticket in the country. $3 gets you into Jordan-Hare Stadium. Upper level 108, row 34, two tickets apiece.
A lot of NFL talent on defense there if you like that type of thing.
For $3?
Yeah. Well, it's that needs to be a noon kick because at 4, it's bleeding into the other good games, so... That would
needs to be
off.
A sacrificial lamb
yeah,
that they just move up.
Yeah. Okay.
Joe, I really hate that you're frozen right now. It's going to be really distracting for me.
The NFL slate.
All right. Mm-hmm. I got to pull it up. So, Chris, if you have anywhere you'd like to start.
I have it up ready to go. Are we just going to go through the games? Are we do the same thing where we're going to pick a slate and talk about the game in that region that we like? We can't pick our own team, right? That's the rules.
Well, mine's on a bye, so I'm good. I'm clear.
So you can pick whatever team you want. Joe's team does play in the 11 o'clock window, so does mine, so I can't pick that game. Oh, boy. This is not a good slate either. What are we doing here? Bears-Falcons might be
a great slate. Bear,
he goes, I found one. It's Bears-Falcons. Two teams that aren't making the playoffs.
What do you want me to...
I don't know. I haven't...
All right, Joe.
I had to go to another computer here to load up anything, so...
Go ahead. Tell me which game. Well, you can pick Jets-Patriots. That's available to you. It's not available to me.
Oh, that's a fair point. I'll go with Jets-Patriots. Jets and both teams coming out of the bye, a revenge opportunity for the Jets. How many did they lost to the Patriots in a row? 12?
13.
13. Okay, so you got that going for you. Zach Wilson coming off of a strong performance. Defense playing good ball. The Patriots turning the ball over the second most in the NFL in terms of percentage of offensive drives. Could this be the one, Christopher P. Schubert?
You know, Joseph J. Marino, I would love nothing more than for that to be the case. And I don't have to go 7 years without a victory over the Patriots as a New York Jets fan. So I'm certainly hoping. Here's the hoping.
Did you know one time the Bills had to go 10 years without beating the Dolphins from 70 to 80? Talk to me when you have that, man.
You didn't live through that, though.
We don't need to turn this into a you-know-what contest here.
You know, anytime that we can get into the my team is the worst ever, we got to try it a little bit, you know?
Right, got to do it, right? Got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Since they're all pretty
good
teams,
all very
you know?
Excited. Let's just make it very clear. We're all very excited for Cowboys-Vikings in the afternoon window, and that's going to get all of our attention.
Do I get to pick a 1 o'clock game?
Nah, your team's on a bye. You actually have to get a bye from the whole segment here. Yeah.
No, I'm interested in what Kyle says. Later. No, I want to hear what Kyle says. No.
I am most looking forward to in the 1 o'clock slate. It would have been Rams-Saints if there were any healthy wide receivers for either team.
And if the teams were good.
John Wolford versus Andy Dalton at 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Woo!
Man, that's tough. I think Lions-Giants could be a fun game.
I agree.
I'm fascinated to see if the weather forecast as it currently stands for Cleveland-Buffalo. I know Joe said we're expecting the snow to be out of there. But a good like snow game's always fun if it ended up getting pushed back.
Could it not be against Nick Chubb? That'd be cool, right?
Well, you know, I subliminally, for selfish reasons, wouldn't mind seeing a snow game with Nick Chubb just for the chaos of it.
Turn on the heat.
Careful. I know how you Bills are about the sun.
Okay, we're not doing this.
It's Kyle versus Bills fans about the sun, if we could just make that clear.
Joe has been completely level-headed and reasonable the entire time.
I know, but it's...
It's Jets-Patriots. It's two divisional teams playing against each other with a lot of leverage. These are two teams that are currently penciled into a wild card spot. There's leverage there. There's storylines there. They just played each other recently. I think it'll probably be a highly competitive game. I think it's the go-to in the 1 o'clock slate. But I do think there's enough other compelling storylines in some of the other games that, like, it'll be a multi-TV experience for me on Sunday.
And the 4 o'clock slate, you Cowboys-Vikings, and then we close it out with Chiefs and Chargers.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to end the day.
In L.A., which makes it more compelling to me.
Raiders Broncos since football back what, 2 decades?
Maybe 3.
Maybe 3. But the way that those
who do we
teams
think wins the game? Who do you think wins
the Raiders?
I kind of think the Raiders do too.
Like they could just score enough. Did you see this statistic that if the Broncos would have just scored 18 points in a game, they'd be 8-1?
Tell me you hadn't been here all week without telling me you hadn't been here.
Okay, did this come up and I just didn't get to that part of the show?
105 times. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. So a bit I didn't even know I was participating in. Like, if they just score, like, 2 touchdowns, like, they're going to have a chance. Like, what are we doing here?
What's our vibe for Monday Night Football this week?
What's our vibe for Monday Night Football?
Is Kyler Murray out for an extended period?
Not sure yet. And I heard Joe call me out for not being here after the Cardinals had a big dub against John Wolford and the Los Angeles Rams.
All I heard
Rams.
Was that Sean McVay owns Cliff Kingsbury.
Right.
For the last 6 years.
You know, it's a little different. It's a little different when John Wolford is your starting quarterback. I will take a little exception to that. I don't know. The 49ers are a good team. I think the 49ers win the football game.
Yeah, defense is good, man.
Yeah. And the Cardinals are just so banged up. So
They just lost Ertz.
Yeah.
They lost Ertz.
In addition to everything else, they lost Ertz.
Right. And we don't, Kyler, you know, we just don't know. So I'm going to take the Jets for the Draft Dudes money line underdog parlay. Just get it out of the way now. That will be my selection.
Oh, okay. Well, now I can't do that, so.
Chris surely will not be betrayed by betting with his heart here on the dog money line parlay and trying to will this into existence.
You have to pick an underdog that you think is going to win. And I looked at the underdogs that were available to me, and like, I'm going with my team.
Kyle, you said Raiders. That's on the table. Vikings are home underdogs against Dallas.
They're not, though, because on the money line, they're both minus odds. So you can't take either one of those teams.
What? Okay.
Yeah, so the Vikings, according to our friends over at BetOnline, are minus 102. The Cowboys are minus 118 on the money line. Nobody is
plus. That doesn't happen
odds.
Often, does it?
Doesn't happen often, but it did for this game, yes.
Kyle, I have my pick, but I feel bad because you went last week.
I'm open-ended, so what game are you thinking?
I want to go Chicago to beat
the Falcons.
I was going to
ask what the line plus is for that game in plus 115?
Plus 150.
Okay. 150.
Yes.
Even better. Okay, so you want to do Bears?
I want Bears over Falcons.
Okay, that's fine. You could take that. What is the Broncos-Raiders line, just as I kind of get myself calibrated here?
The Raiders are plus 130.
What are the Steelers?
The Pittsburgh Steelers are plus 175.
And then what are the Lions?
The Lions are plus 140.
I kind of want to swing big for the fences here. I get Pittsburgh at home plus 175 with TJ Watt back.
I can't criticize you. You've been good at this. So
somebody talked me out of it. Somebody talked me out of it.
I can't. I can't because I can't find one that I think is better. That like is overwhelmingly better to not take the odds. Joe feels some type of way about what I just said.
He does, but just remember what Cincinnati's run. I understand Pittsburgh turned the ball over, or they turned the Bengals over five times, and the Bengals missed 18 kicks in the game week one. Mm-hmm. But the Bengals don't have Jamar Chase. The offensive line hasn't really stabilized. They lost Jojoby Awuzie. They lost DJ Reader.
Bengals off the bye, if I'm not mistaken, too. Yeah.
Bengals are coming off the bye, yes.
This is a defining stretch for the Bengals, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and Kansas City.
Wow, that's a big run for them.
Cleveland, then Tampa, New England, Buffalo, Baltimore. Holy crap, the Bengals' schedule is a nightmare.
So they need this one now.
Holy crap. Let me say this again.
All right, maybe we...
At Pittsburgh, at Tennessee, Kansas City, Cleveland, the Deshaun Clevelands, at Tampa, at New England, Buffalo, Baltimore. Wow.
They might only win three games.
That's a nightmare, right? Like, I'm not overreacting here. That's crazy.
They played Baltimore last week of the year, too?
Yes. I mean,
oh, man.
This is insane.
I had him at three, and I kind of blacked out when you said Baltimore for week 18. So
that's four division leaders right now and the Bills.
Okay, here's a fun little exercise. They're 5-4. How many wins are they in the year with?
Oh man, Bengals fans are gonna hate us. No, they realize that this is a tough schedule.
They'll have 8 or 9.
Okay, they got to get Pittsburgh. They got to get Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so I'm gonna stay away from. I think Cincinnati coming out of the bye will understand the importance of getting number six.
They might only get three guys. This might be an 8-win team.
What I just said.
8 or 9, I would agree.
Wow. Okay,
so I guess we're going to go ahead and lock me in with...
Hashtag our lines.
Yeah, I'll keep just pissing off the same fan base over and over again.
Let's go.
Against the Lions and the dog.
So that would be, just to check, that is a plus 1370. I think it's our highest one to date.
This is big money here.
This is a big one.
So what if you put $20 on that and you get it? What does that mean?
If you bet 20, you would win 274.
Oh. Okay,
I'm gonna put a stack on it.
Okay, easy there, easy.
You need the Jets.
So hold on,
though.
I'm gonna. Relax. The Jets have you. Don't worry.
I wouldn't mind the Jets for the chaos of if you end up with 3-7-3 teams and the Patriots at 5-5.
Wait, the Jets are 4-0 on the road this year?
Yes, we are.
So they're 2-3 at home?
That's correct.
Christ. You got to get one of those over the Bills, too. One of your two home wins. Well,
two of those three losses were played without Zach Wilson. The Ravens and the Bengals we played in the first 3 weeks of the season with Joe Flacco.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
So,
all right, what's next here, guys?
Well, it's big board time. And since next week is Thanksgiving, and we don't necessarily know what our schedule is going to be in terms of release yet, and we're doing a mock draft next week on the show, so it's going to shuffle the order around a little bit. We thought now would be the opportunity, since we did food yesterday on the show, to do food again today, and we are doing the top five Thanksgiving meal sides, so the side dishes. And just so everybody knows, I've seen all of your takes about Thanksgiving and how the sides are more important, and we will do that tomorrow on Takes on Takes. But we are going to talk about our top five Thanksgiving sides today as our big board.
So wait, like Thanksgiving is a week from today?
Thanksgiving is a week from today, Joseph.
Correct.
Are you prepared? Do you have a turkey yet?
Those are things that we have a order of operations here in the house. You know what I mean? Like that's just not in my wheelhouse. I don't have to think about that.
That's not under your description of objectives.
You've got to do your job mentality around here, and that's not in my
wheelhouse. Acquiring the turkey, not your job.
I trust the other members of the team here to handle that.
Okay. So 5-1, is that how we'll do this?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do 5-1.
Okay. Number 5. Who wants to go first?
Does it matter?
Green bean casserole.
Oh. Hard
done right.
Green bean casserole.
It's yummy.
No, because it's got green beans in it. It can't be yummy.
I'm interested in how many standalone items exist. There's going to be 15 combined items here, right?
Right. Like how much overlap actually exists here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think we just got green bean casserole is not on my night either. So.
Not on my list either. So that's a unique one. That's a unique one in the box.
Okay, I'll go next. For me, number five is cornbread.
Oh, Joseph. Very good. Very good. Good inclusion on the list.
I'm a big corn. I'm a fan. I don't love the, like, there's very different kinds of cornbread. I don't like the, like, dry.
It's got to be moist.
Yeah, kind of like a, almost like of a sweet feel to it as well. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That cornbread, not the.
Not Does the it have stuff. The little chunks of corn in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, did you say corn or cornbread?
Cornbread.
Oh, no, I'm out.
Wait, just regular
God,
corn?
So goofy. Just leave.
Yeah,
Chris just regular, lost go, his go back mind because I said corn, like the most normal food in the whole world, bland as can be. Like, you just love it?
Corn on the cob was an honorable mention for me.
Who's
I'll be fair.
Who's corn on the cob at Thanksgiving?
My house.
Really?
Yeah, I've done it. I've that done
is
it before.
That is something I grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
okay.
guys are firing up the grill for Thanksgiving?
And then?
All right. And you eat it.
Okay.
You can boil it. It's not as good, but you can boil it.
All right. I didn't realize that people were eating away at corn on the cob on Thanksgiving.
Number five for me, an auxiliary side. Not something you immediately think of when you think of sides, but I think is the perfect side to the side. Because if you have the mashed potatoes, it's really good to have this with it. Give me a nice dinner roll with some butter on it. Number five on the list. Gotta have the dinner roll.
What type though? Like, there's the crescent rolls. There's the like a biscuit.
It's the Pillsbury biscuits that you can peel apart layer by layer.
Those are good. The yeah, crescent are rolls are tough because you can't really do a lot with those in terms of like dipping them in. Like, it just doesn't work. So, but yeah, the biscuits are really good that you can do that with. So that's number five for me. I'll give my number four because Joe kind of mentioned it. Number four for me, corn. Whether it's corn on the cob, whether it's just regular cream corn, whatever kind of corn you want to have.
You turn your nose up at green bean casserole, but you have creamed corn?
You don't like creamed corn?
Dude, give me all.
Cream corn is I'm just saying that like the consistency of a green bean casserole versus creamed corn, it's just an odd hill to die on. And be like, oh, green beans, no.
Yeah, green beans are trash. What do you want me to say?
Green beans are trash, he says. I have cornbread, number four.
Good call.
So just to kind of round out all of the corn-themed, I would assume, and then all of the bread, unless Joe has a roll somewhere tucked on his in four through one.
If I had a roll and a cornbread, send me to the moon. All right, for me at number four, what Chris, what is the look for? What was that?
I just think it's disrespect. A dinner roll is a nice entry level.
No,
side,
I'm just saying if
I
had
number
both.
Five.
I didn't have a problem with the dinner roll. I was if
yeah,
I had
you get a whole
both.
Plate and you take cornbread and a roll.
Right.
I will say. Alarming. I think it's good of you if you're going to have cornbread. I think the roll then gets dropped off because I only need one bread related item. So that's fair. I agree with that.
Right. Which affirms my take that you don't get breadsticks with pizza. Well,
what if it's cheesy?
Let's just move on.
Number four for me, I'm confident this will be a Joe only item, but love artichokes. The way that I don't prepare these things. My sister, my father in the past has prepared them. It's like you take like the whole artichoke and they put like breadcrumbs and like Parmesan cheese and like different garlic, these different things to stuff it, and you kind of peel off one leaf at a time. And you eat it like that, but you don't actually eat the leaf. You more like just kind of scrape it against your teeth and eat the like against the filling, and it's phenomenal. So I love those artichokes for Thanksgiving.
Joe, what would your reaction be if I told you artichokes was on my list as well? What would you do?
I would be legitimately surprised for a number of reasons. Part of that being that it would be on your list, and I just wouldn't feel like that would be something that was in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's a good intuition because that's not on my list because artichokes are trash. But I just wanted to see what your thoughts would be if it was on the list.
Tried to bait me there. Well, I was like, nah, buddy, I don't think so. I don't think ever eaten artichoke.
Number three for me. That's where we're on number three, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes with the gravy. Mashed potatoes are good, but I need the gravy with it. So I have a lot of I got a lot of carbs on here, but it is Thanksgiving. It's the exception. You're allowed to load up on the carbs. A nice, fluffy, buttery, milky mashed potatoes that you can create a little pocket to pour the gravy in. It can sit on top. It gives you an opportunity to dip other things. You want to dip your bread in the mashed potatoes. You want to dip your turkey in the mashed potatoes. It's a good like dipping thing as well. Love a good mashed potatoes with some gravy. Number three on the list.
Chris, I'm a big fan of mashed vegetable, and that's why I'm going with a sweet potato casserole with the walnuts and the marshmallows, and that is number three for me. I kind of alluded to this in talking with Joe when we did the fast food places, but like Thanksgiving, if it's a casserole, but you kind of get like some sweetness with it, it really moves the needle for me, just because I'm a big sweets guy, even though I actively try not to be. But Thanksgiving is the one day out of the year where you get to lean into it. Because of that, I get four servings of the sweet potato casserole on my Thanksgiving plate.
Number three for me. Sweet potato casserole. Let's go all the way in.
Very good.
My wife, everything she makes is great, but one of the top tier, top shelf items on her in her recipe book is sweet potato casserole, and it is to die for. So big fan. I like the walnuts, the sweetness to it. It is really, really good. Big fan.
So that's our first match so far, right? You guys both had the sweet potato casserole.
We also both had cornbread.
Cornbread. So number two for me is a very important distinction here. There's a very important caveat that has to go on this.
Is it in the bird or outside the bird?
It's got to be in the bird if you're going to have the stuffing. Stuffing number two on the list, and that is the caveat. I don't need stuffing that you're going to make separately. The stuffing's either a part of the cooking process, or you can leave your stuffing at home. Yeah. Okay, that's how it works.
Speak on it, Christopher.
Number two for me, stuffing.
Your best food take ever.
I absolutely cannot stand people who look at me and they're like, you don't make the stuffing outside of the bird? No, you put the stuffing in the bird, you put it in the oven while you cook the bird, and then you take it out, and it's delicious.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Bury me inside of it.
Because it absorbs up all of the juices from the
bird. It's perfect. It's amazing. Now, I will tell you, if you are somebody who has a dietary restriction or you don't eat meat and you have to make your stuffing separate, that's fine.
By all means.
But if you don't and you're still not doing it this way, you're missing out on a great experience. So that's number two for me. Stuffing that was in the turkey.
All right. Number two for me is, if there's a technicality here, I don't care. Pumpkin pie number two. Maybe you call that a dessert. I don't know.
I need a new number five because we're going to move everything else up your board one spot.
Are you kidding? You're not taking pumpkin pie?
No, it's a dessert. Do you want to know why I'm not taking pumpkin pie? Would that go on the plate when the turkey is served, Joe? Or would it be served on a different plate after the meal?
I don't have a whole lot to say right now. That's a good point.
So then it's not a side.
Do we need to come back to you and let you think of a new five?
I was really hoping you guys were going to take it.
You thought Kyle and I were going to accept that as an answer?
Yeah, I was hoping so.
All right. I'm a buy you a minute here because I'm going to go into mine. But please think of what number six, what your honorable mention would be, because we're going to move sweet potato casserole is now number two on your board. Bird in stuffing is also it for me. If I cannot make a snowball with it, it's no good.
Ooh,
right?
What a great call. Yes.
Right? You pack it together. Right. It's not the soft, billowy snow as an analogy here. It's the hard packing snow. It's got to have that kind of density to it. And man, it sits in your stomach like a brick when you're done. But Chris, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Do you ever eat a cold with leftovers?
Absolutely. It's amazing.
Oh my goodness. It's just as good cold as it is hot.
Correct. Correct.
It's excellent. God. Number two, only number two for me. But
I will tell strong consideration for it to be number one, but I could not remove number one from the list.
I am fascinated to find out what you guys have at number one. I'll go ahead and spoil mine. Mine's stuffing. I think it's the cream of the crop. Like all the stuff that you guys said, copy paste, that's number one for me. And I know I had to go back to number six here. But
Did you find a number six?
I got a number six, but whatever you guys have above stuffing that goes on the plate, I cannot wait to hear about.
Great.
But until we get there, my new entry, because you guys didn't take pumpkin pie.
Number five.
Brussels sprouts.
That's a good call.
Big
you
fan
put of bacon bits one. In there?
Bacon bits. And if done well, the balsamic glaze on top can be really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Good Brussels sprouts at number, going back to number five.
Kyle, what are the chances we have the same thing at number one?
I would say it's probably pretty low.
Okay.
I don't have a clue what this could be.
I have a feeling Chris is going to be a mac and cheese guy.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what it'll be.
Do you want me to go or do you want to go first?
Why don't you go right ahead, Mr.
You're gosh darn right. It's macaroni and cheese, number one. Homemade mac and cheese with the breadcrumbs on top, multiple cheeses. Absolutely fantastic. Cannot be beat. Yes, mac and cheese for me, number one side.
So my number one is
apple pie.
Apple pie.
Good choice. Actually, good answer. Chris,
you'll probably appreciate the humor that does come with what my actual choice is, Chris, based off what your joking suggestion was. It usually goes more with ham, but my family has always done turkey and ham on Thanksgiving, so this has been a staple of my table. Pineapple bake. You guys ever have pineapple bake?
I feel like we went through this like 10 years ago and I forgot all about this conversation.
We did, yeah. So it's effectively a pineapple casserole that is kind of a stuffing type. It's almost like a dessert casserole, but
this looks delicious.
It's very good, Chris. I would highly recommend if you've never had it. It's like torn up bread, obviously eggs. You put some sugar in there. You put up diced up cucumber.
Cucumber.
Sometimes you get like...
That's not on the ingredient list that I'm looking at.
Not cucumber. I meant pineapple. No. I'm sitting here reading through. Listen, I got a recipe thing up here for pineapple bake, and there's like different recipes that are populated in different areas, and my eyes saw cucumber, and I said cucumber, but I was talking about a different recipe. So there's no anybody who's alarmed by the idea of pineapple baby because there's cucumber, and please rest assured there is no cucumber.
Okay, I'm back. You got me back now.
So pineapple casserole, you put cheese in there. You usually crumble up Ritz crackers and put it on the top for a little bit of saltiness and crunch. Chris, I would love for that to join your list of things that I need to feed you.
Sure, we can make that happen. I will try it.
So the standalone.
You were absolutely correct, though. Not a chance that I was going to have that on my list. Yeah.
But you said apple pie, so it was kind of funny because it was pineapple. Like
standalone items, I had Brussels sprouts and artichokes.
Yes.
You had your pineapple bake, right? Good. That was your standalone.
Pineapple bake and green bean casserole.
Okay. And Chris, mac and cheese?
I had mac and cheese, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
The corn. And the dinner roll.
Chris's whole plate doesn't look anything like anybody else's.
It's nothing like yours.
We're not having Thanksgiving together, I'll tell you that. I know you're going to be... You told me you could,
but you're going to have to bring your own set.
Chris is going
to build your plate.
Be 3 hours for me or something, he said, starting next week. But we won't be seeing each other on the holiday.
No, we will not.
So, anything it hurts you guys to leave off? Cranberry sauce was mine. I tried to find.
I'm not a huge fan,
but it was an honorable mention for me.
You guys consider yams?
I would much rather have a baked yam than a baked potato.
Okay.
So
steamed broccoli.
Those are two common things. Like that's what would move me away from like mac and cheese and mashed potatoes. Like I feel like those are like. Those are all the time.
What about deviled eggs?
You know me, I'm not eating that. Whatever that filling is, can't do it.
Just scoop it out.
Then I just have a hard-boiled egg.
Great. It's good protein.
All right. I think we're good here.
I think we're done here. Do we want to go back and talk any more about the college slate this week? Or
No.
Let me ask you this. I know we said we're done. Is there something that is at Thanksgiving for you every year, wherever you have Thanksgiving, that it's just like you just don't eat it, but it's there every year?
It's the cranberry sauce for me.
Yeah, that's for me as well.
I just look at it and go, no, I'm okay.
Scallop potatoes.
Really?
It's made, it's on the table every year, and I just immediately, my eyes immediately jump to the next thing on the table.
But there are other people at your Thanksgiving gathering that clearly eat it because it's a returning item. See, that's right. The other part of it, too, is right. That, like, the item has to have some sort of popularity.
Somebody
amongst
has to eat it.
Yeah.
Because it still comes back, you know what I mean? Every year. Like, the cranberry sauce, it's at the table every year, but I'm not the one that eats it. Everybody else does.
Yeah, I'm not in the cranberry sauce. My wife's family always has something called a pretzel salad. Have you seen this?
What the heck is that?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. It's like Cool Whip pretzels, strawberries. Like, I don't know. This isn't, and they eat it with their regular food. So that does, it goes on the, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and finish.
It goes on the plate with, like, they eat this with all the other food. I can't be part of that. This looks like a dessert to me.
What's the one with the marshmallows and, like, the fruit or something that's in it? And it's, like, all whipped up. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
I'm going to feel so dumb when I think of it.
Fruit salad?
No, it's not a fruit salad.
Talk about like Jell-O?
No. I'll find it out and I'll blurt it out next week.
Ambrosia salad?
Maybe.
Marshmallow fruit salad? This doesn't look like something I'm eating.
Ambrosia. Yes. Yes, this is it. Good call, Joe. Oh, good ambrosia job, salad is another one that is an automatic hard pass for me.
I thought
Cool
you
Whip,
you
sour
it.
Cream, crushed pineapples, cheries, mandarin oranges.
Mandarin oranges?
What? Marshmallows.
This is for a child. That's what you do.
Right, yeah.
All right.
American variety of fruit salad originating in the southern U.S., coconuts in it, too.
Oh,
Joe.
Wow.
That's the real... If you want to just draw the line in the sand, there you go. It's got coconut. We got one more show this week, so we hope everybody plans accordingly. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert. Thanks for checking out the Draft Dudes. Thanks to our friends over at BetOnline for their continued support of the show as well. We hope you guys have a great Thursday. We'll talk with you all again tomorrow.
Thanks for being here for another episode of the Draft Dudes Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. While you are at it, help the dudes out by leaving a rating and review. Want more? Head over to www.thedraftnetwork.com or follow us at The Draft Network on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.